For the new year, I really want to make sure that sauning is a big part of my wellness routine, and that's where I'm thrilled to bring in Boncharge. Boncharge is a holistic wellness brand with a huge range of evidence-based products to optimize your life in every way. Founded on science and inspired by nature, all Boncharge products adapt ancestral ways of living in our modern-day world. Their extensive range of premium wellness products help you sleep better, perform better, and have more energy, recover faster, balance hormones, reduce inflammation. The list really is endless. If you're interested, go to boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15%. That's boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15% off on your purchase. That's boncharge.com/manifest. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. So don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more that you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of the show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/manifest. Just go to Indeed.com/manifest right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/manifest. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Manifest with Tori DeSimone. I'm your host, Tori DeSimone, and I almost said welcome back to Stride at Home. I've been doing like so much stuff for Stride at Home today that I almost said welcome back to Stride at Home. No, welcome back to Manifest with Tori DeSimone. I hope you guys are having the best Monday ever. A lot of you guys said that last week's episode you couldn't find, so I'm really sorry about that, but it's up, so you guys can binge it if you want two episodes, and if you haven't listened to last week's episode, it is up, it is a good time, and I really like it. Today's episode, I'm really excited to talk to you guys about, and I actually can't believe I'm kind of talking about this, because I can't believe that I like running as much as I do. I truly never thought I'd be making an episode like this where I talk about goals, how the hardest part is starting, and have my example be about running. It is crazy. I don't even have that much of an intro. Oh my God, wait, yes I do. Yes I do, because I have a house update for you guys. I didn't get it. I didn't get the house, but that's okay. There will be others, and that just means it wasn't the right house. But it's crazy, this market right now. Like, I went in 10,000 over asking, and I was actually 10 over asking, and I was going to cover transfer tax and the 2.5 realtor fee, I think. And I lost by like $50,000 over asking. So no house for me. That's okay. That is okay. I still have no idea what I'm going to do. I'm actually going to look at more houses today, but I think today, if I don't find any of these houses that I don't like, I think I'm just going to take a break from house hunting. I'm truly exhausted from doing it. My realtor, Brandy, is such a champ. She's literally like, every day I'm like, can we go look at these houses? She's like, yep, let's go. She's a champ, but I'm exhausted. So I think I'm just going to take a break and either rent, which I never rent, but I was listening to the Skinny Confidentials podcast yesterday, and I'm gonna mess up his name really bad, but I listened to the episode with Ramid. Oh, I'm going to say it's so bad. Their guest that they had about finances and his things like, I'll teach you how to live a rich life or something like that. He was on their podcast and he talked about renting versus buying. And it was just a perspective that I've never heard because my family is so buy. You always buy, but maybe I'll rent. I don't know. I liked his perspective on it. And if I don't choose to rent, then I'm just going to bum it at my parents for a little bit until something comes up. But who knows? Who knows, man? I'll keep you guys updated the more I know. I'm lucky that I still have time down at the beach, but I can't believe it's August. I can't believe it's this deep into August and this week starts September. Are you kidding? Are you kidding? It's been absolutely wild. So summer flew by, completely flew by. But anyway, what are you going to do about it? So yeah, I don't have a house. I'm fortunately living at the beach and I'll figure it out come fall. But I'm really lucky that I have options and it's okay. The universe is just putting me where I need to be and I am open to receiving it as we all have to be. So yeah, that's my update for you guys. And I'm very excited to kind of just jump in and talk about today's podcast. So today we are going to talk about the hardest part of accomplishing a goal, which is starting. I truly think that the hardest part is starting because that is the lead domino, that is the catalyst to launching yourself into a goal. And a body in motion stays in motion. And once you get the momentum under you, it becomes so much easier to accomplish a goal. But the hardest part is getting that momentum and taking the first step. It's really hard. Like, how many times have you had an idea about something and that's all it ever goes to? It's just an idea. It stays as an idea. And that's like the end all be all. It's an idea and that's okay. But it's really hard to start and you can't beat yourself up over that. I've been there. I'm still there with a lot of other things going on in my life where they're just ideas. And maybe they'll become more, maybe they won't, but they're ideas. The hardest part is always starting. And I'm really going to dive deep into my example of running because it's something that I can't believe I'm actually really enjoying. I am really, really loving running. So I'm recording this on Wednesday, August 25th. Yesterday, I had a 4 mile run. I ended up doing 4.5, partially because I went too far out. And so I had to come back a half mile farther, but also because it just felt really good. And like looking back, I was like, I should have done 5. I could have done 5, that extra half mile. I could have done it. But I'm really, really enjoying it way more than I thought I would. Because the last time I ran was in cross country, 8th grade, and I hated it. And after that, I would see people run on like YouTube and stuff. And I would, you know, love the idea of it. And I was always like jealous that they could do that. But it was just something that I was like, yeah, running sucks and I don't ever want to do it. And every now and then I would go out for a run and I'm like, this sucks. Like, it actually sucks. And I hated it. So I was just like, I don't even care to be a runner. I never want to be a runner. Ew. It sucks. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. So don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. So ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree that Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things that I love about Indeed is that I've been able to use it for all of my businesses across the last few years, and it's been really amazing. What I love the most is that I'm able to put down like exactly what it is that I want on Indeed, and the candidates that match that get sent right to me. And then the hard part actually becomes narrowing down which ones are the best for me, because they all are exactly what I'm looking for. And then it really just comes down to like, which do I vibe with the best? And that's honestly pretty hard to choose from. But Indeed makes it really easy for me to find really good quality candidates that find exactly what I'm looking for instantly. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more that you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of the show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/manifest. Just go to Indeed.com/manifest right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/manifest. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. For the new year, I really want to make sure that saunaing is a big part of my wellness routine, and that is where I'm thrilled to bring in Boncharge. Boncharge is a holistic wellness brand with a huge range of evidence-based products to optimize your life in every way. Founded on science and inspired by nature, all Boncharge products adapt ancestral ways of living in our modern-day world. Their extensive range of premium wellness products help you sleep better, perform better, and have more energy, recover faster, balance hormones, reduce inflammation. The list really is endless. So from blue light glasses, store light therapy, to EMF management and circadian-friendly lighting, Boncharge products help you naturally address the issues of our modern day way of life effortlessly with maximum impact. One of my favorite products from Boncharge is their infrared sauna blanket. I loved saunaing and I have for a really long time, but the problem is I always have to go to the gym, and a lot of times I want a sauna at night when I'm cozy at home. I just don't want to leave. That's why using the infrared sauna blanket at home has been so amazing. This is a really great way to ease stress and unwind at the end of the day. It's also really good to detoxify, and it promotes lower inflammation in the body, which is really, really huge. What's also really cool is that because this is a blanket, your head is out of it. So it's honestly, I find it's easier to stay in this longer. And because my head is out of it, I'm able to like read a little bit longer, and my body still gets all the good benefits that I get while being in the sauna blanket. It's really easy to set up, and it's also really easy to clean. It takes less than a minute to set up. It heats up really quickly, and I can enjoy like a 30, 40 minute session in the sauna blanket while I'm relaxing, reading, watching TV, meditating. While if I'm in the sauna, I can really only stay in it for like 15 minutes because it gets so hot and uncomfortable, but because my head's out, I'm able to stay in it longer, but I still get all the benefits of it. I just feel so much more relaxed after my sessions. I just feel really, really good, and I just love ending my night with a sauna. Boncharge ships worldwide in rapid time. They have free shipping on every sauna blanket. They also have easy returns and exchanges, and they have a 12-month warranty. If you're interested, go to boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15%. That's boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15% off on your purchase. That's boncharge.com/manifest. But then my friend Brandy was like, hey, let's do this half marathon. I signed up and I'm starting training for it. And I'm 3 weeks in and I am really, really enjoying running way more than I thought I would. And don't get me wrong. Some runs are really, really hard. Like my Sunday runs tend to be really hard for me, because those are my long runs. But some runs, like the one I had yesterday and last Tuesday, really are effortless and they feel just easy. And I am just moving and cruising and it just feels really good. Some are super effortless the more I get into them. But I think that this happened because I set myself up for success, which is incredibly important. So I got to this point of really enjoying running 3 weeks in, because this is what I did. So the first thing I did was I signed up for a race. So signing up for a race, now I have a date, a goal, and a commitment. I had to pay for the race fee. I had to put it in my calendar, and I had to get a sub for my class that day. That's three things that I had to do. I'm committed. And not only did I sign up, but I had people that I'm running the actual race with. Now, my trainings, I'm running alone, but I have like accountability people. So I have Brandy, and then our other friend is also running this race. And the three of us are just in a group message. And every day, you know, when we're running, we'll say, happy 4 miles or whatever we run that day. When we're done, we send a picture of our stats and, you know, our route, whatever, maybe just pictures along the way of what we did. And it's just nice to have these check-ins and to share activity together. It's nice to have an accountability partner. Even though I run alone, it's really awesome to share your wins. I'll send it to my mom. I'll send it to my friends. Like, I'm just like proud of myself. Every time I'm done a run, I'm just really proud of myself. And I like to share it with people that I know are invested in the small wins of my life as well. So even if you want to run a race, but you don't know who to run it with, you don't have to like physically run it with people. You can go on Facebook and find like a running group in your area. Lululemon, for example, they have a run club. You can meet someone in a run club and just share your small wins with them. You can share your activity with your friends on an Apple Watch or on a Garmin. It's just sharing your accomplishments with people that go a really, really long way. So I signed up and I have people that I'm doing it with, which really helps. The third thing I did was I bought the gear I needed. And another way to phrase that, which I think is more important, is I invested in my goal and I invested in myself in accomplishing the goal. So what I did specifically was I bought a Garmin Forerunner 55 watch, which I absolutely love. I had an Apple Watch, but I'm someone that like I need new things. I don't know. It's just what I am. So I wanted to get a new watch that I've never had before. And I'm so glad I went with the Garmin. Not sponsored, but they should sponsor me because it's freaking awesome. I love this watch. It tracks my sleep, my steps, my calories, my heart rate, my runs, tracks my period. It tracks literally anything that I want it to. It's really, really incredible to watch. And I think it's at a really good price point. I think this was a $200 watch, but for everything that you get, it's really nice. It's not touchscreen or anything. It's like all buttons. It's kind of old school. You can put your phone up to it. I just don't have my phone connected to it for like messages to come through or anything, but it's really just really cool to see everything on my, they have like a Garmin Connect app and it talks to your watch. It's really cool. I literally check the app like 500 times a day. It's like my social media. It's just really fun for me to look. So I love the watch. The charge lasts for like 2 weeks. I've never had it come even down to half battery. It's incredible. I absolutely love it. It also charges really fast. I take it off to shower and I charge it while I shower. So like 10 minutes and it's back to a full charge. It's really awesome. So anyway, I invested in myself by purchasing the watch. Another thing I did was I bought socks. That sounds really small, but to me, they're my running socks and I only wear them when I run. So it's like a little signal in my brain that these are my running socks and I'm going to go for a run. And fortunately, I had all the other gear, but if I were to start from nothing, I also would have purchased running shoes. I currently use the On Cloud running shoes and I really like them. I'd recommend them. I know some people love them, hate them. You just have to find what you like. I really like them. I also would have purchased Beats over the head headphones because all other headphones fall out of my ear. I don't know. I guess I have small ears. And I also purchased a while ago an armband from Amazon for my phone. Huge game changer because I want to bring my phone, but I don't want to put it in a pocket to drag down my pants. And there's no way in hell I'm going to hold it. So I put it on my arm and it's awesome. Game changer is like $5 on Amazon. It rocks. So I invested in myself. I bought the gear that I needed to accomplish the goal. The next thing I did was I planned everything out. My mom, who was a runner, wrote up a training schedule for me to follow, and I have it mapped out every single day until race day of exactly what I'm doing. I wake up early and I get it done. I've had runs where I do it at both 9 a.m. and 6 a.m., and every single time my 6 a.m. runs are far better than my 9 a.m. There's just really something about doing it when the sun rises. It's really magical. Also, like doing it first thing when you wake up rocks. It's just the best. Now, when I do it later in the day, like 9 a.m., I'll typically, that's like on a Sunday I did that. I slept until about 8:30, woke up, went for a run. Also, still the first thing I did when I woke up, but the difference was right now it's the dead of August and I'm doing this at the beach. So the humidity and heat starts promptly at 7 a.m. So it gets really, really hot and like wet outside, so early. So doing it before that starts is really key. And I don't know, I'm just in such a better groove when I run. Another thing I notice, sidetrack, is that when I wake up and if my mind is really clouded and I'm like, I can't go for a run today, I have to kind of get this stuff out of my head, I always say, no, like, we're going to go for a run. It's your Thursday tempo day. You got to go run. I run and my mind is instantly cleared when I come back. And whatever I was worrying about, I either don't worry about it at all anymore, or I'm able to logically think about it and get it done efficiently with a clear head and clear mind space. So anyway, back to my point, everything was planned out. I know exactly what I'm doing every single day until race day. Another thing that I did, these are kind of just notes from here on out. I'm really, really proud of myself and I stay proud of myself all day. Even today, like I ran yesterday and I'm still proud of myself that I did that. I hated running. Like, I can't emphasize that enough. I hated running. And I know people say that a lot and then they start running and they're like, I love running. And I'd always be like, oh, shut up. You guys are so annoying. But like, I despised running, guys. Like, I really hated it. And I was envious of people that could run because I just hated it so much. But now here I am, 3 weeks in, and I'm already seeing massive changes in my mindset, my nutrition relationship, and even my body, which is crazy. And even though I'm not doing this to lose weight, I know I made a joke 2 episodes ago where Brandy was like, you want to run a half marathon? I was like, what's the worst that happens? We get hot. Like, funny joke. Yeah, I was kind of being serious, but also kind of not. Like, I'm not doing it to lose weight or anything, but I already notice a huge change in my stomach. I have like low-key ab definition all of a sudden. And my legs, I'm noticing, are shrinking, specifically my thighs. I've always just kind of had like bigger thighs since I've been like 19 or so. My thighs have just kind of grown into like my womanly figure. But they're actually shrinking. And it's not like I'm measuring them, but I'm noticing them in my clothes. Like when I wear biker shorts, they typically just kind of like bulge out a little bit on my inner thigh. And they're just doing that less now, which is interesting. So I'm just noticing these small little things about myself. Physical changes can act as a catalyst to keep going because obviously you see these changes, you're like, I'm going to just keep doing what I'm doing because it seems to be working. And I feel better about myself. I really look forward to working out. I sleep better. I want to fuel myself properly. And I really just look forward to the sweat of a run. Like, I just come back drenched in sweat and it's just like awesome. It's awesome. Another thing that I really like is I get to explore. I now run on the back roads that I've never appreciated that I drive on. You know, like when you drive on back roads, you're like, oh, it's pretty, whatever. But when you run on it, it's just a totally different perspective and experience. It's really cool. Yesterday, I ran over the Avalon Bridge during sunrise. That was beautiful. The sun is rising and it's hitting the water and you see the ocean on one side. You see the bay on the other side. You see the houses with, you know, they're lit with orange and pink from the sunrise. So beautiful. And it's like me and another runner on the other side of the bridge. And that's it. There's no cars. It's just so beautiful. And, you know, I drive over that bridge a million times, but running over it was awesome. Really, really cool. And also a goal of mine that I wanted to do. I always wanted to run over the Avalon Bridge and now I did it. It also really forces me to get up early because, like I said, I want to beat the humidity. So I really, really like it. I get to explore and just find new beauty in my everyday drive and everyday commute. Moral of the story is that I'm absolutely loving it, but the hardest part of this was starting. Had I not signed up for the race, I would have never started feeling all these great things that I just explained. And all I had to do was sign up for the race. And then the second thing I had to do was go out for my first run. I remember I was so excited for my first run. My mom actually took a picture of me because I was so excited. I was like, Mom, I'm going on my run. Take a picture of me. So I'll post it after race day because I was so excited. But the hardest part was starting. But the biggest motivator was setting a concrete goal and investing into myself. I wasn't going to put something on the calendar and pay money just to delete it and just to have my Garmin running watch just to like track my daily life if I wasn't going to run. I was investing in my goal. And I think that is really, really important. We invest in businesses. We invest in other people. If our friend opens up a tie-dye hat shop, we're going to buy one of theirs. We're investing in other people. It's time that we start investing in ourselves. So if you guys have a goal in mind, I want you to think right now of what that goal is. And I'm going to give you some tips on how to just freaking start the goal. Once you start, the momentum is going to kick in and it's going to become easier the more you do it. It's going to become a lot more effortless, but you just have to start. That's honestly the hardest part, is starting. So these are my five tips on how to just freaking start. Number one, have an end goal. In my case, the end goal is to do the Philly Half Marathon on Saturday, November 20th, 2021. 13.1 miles, boom, that's my goal. It's as simple as that. Don't overcomplicate this, make it simple. For example, if your goal is to write a book, cool, give me a date. You want to write a book by January 5th, 2022, cool, keep it simple. That's your goal. Step one, have a goal, end goal, make it specific. Number two, invest in what you need to accomplish that goal. In my case, with the half marathon, I needed a watch, I needed headphones, and I needed running shoes. For example, if you're going to be writing your book by January 5th, 2022, maybe you need to purchase blue light glasses, a laptop, noise-canceling headphones, and an electronic coffee mug heater so your drink stays hot while you write. Have some fun with it. Who says this has to be like mundane? No, bitch. Have fun with it. If you want to buy like a pink pen to write with it too, buy a pink pen. Go all out. But invest in yourself. Put monetary value towards something so you owe yourself at least this much that you're investing in yourself and you're believing in yourself. If you won't go the simple mile of investing in your goal, you won't follow through with it because you already believe that you won't accomplish it. You don't buy things to invest in a goal if you personally don't think that you can do it. Invest. It's so important. Number three, don't make it so daunting. In my case, running 13.1 miles is not something that I can do today. But today, I can run two. I can run three. I can run four. Maybe I can run half a mile. Whatever I can do, that's what I'm going to do. So I can run two, so I'm going to start with two. And my goal at the core is to run. The distance can be changed. My goal is to run. So I'm going to do just that. I'm just going to run. For example, if you're going to be writing a book, that can be super daunting. And I for sure can't write a whole book right now. The thought of that actually just makes me want to not do it at all. Same with go run 13.1 miles today. No thanks. I'd rather just literally not do it at all. Start small. But if you're writing the book, you can write the outline of what you want the book to be about. So maybe I'm going to start with that. Or maybe that's a little bit too much today. Maybe I'm just going to write the first five pages of a brain dump to throw my ideas out on paper. Today, I can do that. The ultimate goal is to write. So I'm simply going to do just that. I'm simply just going to write. Number four, plan it out. In my case, it was having a guide of how far I'm going to run on each particular day. And that's good enough for me. I have it mapped in my calendar that I run every Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, and Sunday. Tuesdays are my easy runs. Thursdays are my tempo runs. Fridays are my speed runs. And Sundays are my long runs. Now, those runs each Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Sunday vary on distance, tempo, time, etc. And sure, the time that I run on Tuesday 1 week may vary from the time I run next Tuesday. And I'm really flexible in that regard, because if I say I'm going to run every Tuesday at 7 a.m., well, maybe I can't. In 3 weeks from now, that doesn't mean I'm going to derail my whole training. It means I'm going to be flexible to my commitment of at least running on a Tuesday, but I want it in the morning and I'm going to be flexible in the regard of what time. I know what time I prefer, but maybe I can't make it work that day. That's fine. I'll still run in the morning. But I know that on those days, I run no matter what, even if it's raining, because it actually feels better in the rain. If you're writing a book, for example, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, you're going to write for 2 hours and you're going to make it in the morning. The time each morning can be flexible, but you are blocking it out in your calendar. You are unavailable for 2 hours every morning. No calls, no emails, no texting, no Instagram, none of that. Give yourself a break in between, but you are writing for 2 hours every single morning. And if 2 hours is too much, Totally fine. Make it 1 hour. This has to be manageable. This cannot be overcomplicated. This cannot be something that is unattainable. It can't be something that you've never even expressed interest in before. For example, like if I'm a new runner and my goal is to run 13.1 miles, I'm not going to have myself run every single day. That just would be unbelievable. I'm also not going to have myself run, let's say, 5 miles every single day. Yes, it's a plan, but it's an unattainable plan. It needs to be something that you can do, that you can manage. It's going to be outside of your comfort zone because you've never done it before. You're going to be dialed in a new way, but it's going to be something really critical and really crucial, but something that you can do. Make sure this is manageable. So if writing for 2 hours every morning is too much for you, make it 1 hour, give yourself a 10-minute break, 30 minutes into it. Easy. We can do that. Make this manageable and something that you can physically block out in your calendar. This is a non-negotiable. And the fifth tip is to simply love the journey. Yes, the goal is the marker of the accomplishment. Once I run 13.1 miles at the Philly Half on Saturday, November 20th, I have accomplished my goal. But the training, the writing, the getting to the goal is actually what counts. That's what you need to fall in love with. That's the process of it all. I don't love the half marathon. I haven't done it yet. But what I am loving is the running. What I am loving is a sense of self-accomplishment. All of the things that I mentioned earlier, that's what I'm loving. How I'm feeling, how I'm looking, how I wake up, how I feel like I have purpose, how I'm proud of myself. That's what I love. I love the journey. Yes, I'm going to hit a goal, but I'm loving the journey. The journey is what keeps you going. The momentum is what keeps you going. And it all starts by just starting. Those are my five tips on how to just start. Learn to love the journey, baby. Guys, this was a short episode, but I think this was jam-packed of information, and I hope it helps you guys start your week to create a concrete goal and start your goal. I have several other episodes about how to keep a goal going if you guys want to get, like, you know, to step six. Once you're started, you have the momentum. But this is my tip, my tips on how to start your goal and how you can actually make a goal become your reality, because it's really about the journey at the end of the day. So guys, again, this was short, but I think it was really impactful. And I hope you guys took away some tidbits that you can apply to your future. And I hope you guys make it an incredible future. Guys, I'll talk to you all very soon. I hope you have a wonderful Monday. Be sure to follow me on Instagram @ToriSterling_. And that's all. I'll talk to you guys soon. Bye, guys.